Hi guys, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey. And today we are looking at day two of a conversation between Jeffrey and Angeline. But first, let's recap day one. The two people were discussing Thanksgiving, the wonderful holiday when people usually eat turkey, cranberry sauce, and mashed potatoes, and many other things.
Yeah, now they learned that Thanksgiving happens or is celebrated on different days in Canada, where Angeline's from, and in the US. So there was a bit of confusion. They sorted that out, and then they talked about food until they were really hungry.
And today we'll talk about the origins of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out where this holiday comes from.
All right, let's take a look at today's dialogue and explain the English.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
All about Thanksgiving. Angeline and Jeffrey sit down on a bench.
I have something embarrassing to admit.
What is it?
Although I love Thanksgiving dinner, I know little about the origins of the holiday.
I can fill you in on those details. We just learned about the history of Thanksgiving in class.
Okay, I'm all ears.
The first Thanksgiving was organized by pilgrims in 1621 to give thanks for a good harvest.
Oh yeah, that's right. And nowadays, we are supposed to give thanks for everything good in our lives.
So, what thing are you most thankful for?
I am thankful for my kind and wonderful family. How about you?
I'd have to say I am most thankful we have Friday off from school.
That's a really strange thing to be thankful for.
Not really. It's Black Friday, and some items are on sale for up to 80% off.
Wow. In that case, I'm thankful that I have some money saved in my bank account.
Great. We can go shopping together.
Angeline and Jeffrey resume their walk.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Angeline and Jeffrey sit down on a bench.
I have something embarrassing to admit.
What is it?
Although I love Thanksgiving dinner, I know little about the origins of the holiday.
I can fill you in on those details. We just learned about the history of Thanksgiving in class.
Okay, I'm all ears.
The first Thanksgiving was organized by pilgrims in 1621 to give thanks for a good harvest.
Oh yeah, that's right. And nowadays, we are supposed to give thanks for everything good in our lives.
So, what thing are you most thankful for?
I am thankful for my kind and wonderful family. How about you?
I'd have to say, I am most thankful we have Friday off from school.
That's a really strange thing to be thankful for.
Not really. It's Black Friday, and some items are on sale for up to 80% off.
Wow! In that case, I'm thankful that I have some money saved in my bank account.
Great! We can go shopping together.
Angeline and Jeffrey resume their walk.
So we start off just by again setting the scene. Angeline and Jeffrey sit down on a bench.
Angeline says, I have something embarrassing to admit.
Mm.
So something embarrassing means you're not proud of it. You feel embarrassed when you let other people know about this.
Okay. Jeffrey, of course, says, what is it? What's embarrassing you?
And Angeline says, although I love Thanksgiving dinner, I know little about the origins of the holiday.
Ah.
So she's not sure about the origin. Okay. O-R-I-G-I-N. Origin. And we often say origins, meaning the beginnings, because often something like a holiday starts for several different reasons.
Two or three.
Yeah. So an origin is the point or place where something begins. It could be a point in time or a point on a map where in the country it started. And it's often used as plural, as in our article. What are the origins of something?
Yes.
Here's an example. The origins of the Moon Festival go as far back as the Shang Dynasty.
That's a long way. Thousands of years, okay? Well, Jeffrey is going to help out here. He says, I can fill you in on those details. We just learned about the history of Thanksgiving in class, so handy for Jeffrey. He says he's going to fill Angeline in, okay? And if you fill somebody in, and we often say fill somebody in on something, okay, you don't have to, you can use it, but it means to give someone important or useful information. So you might say, what's been happening? Fill me in. I missed the TV show last night. Fill me in on what happened. For example, Terry's co-workers filled him in on what had been happening while he was on vacation.
Hmm, good example. All right, so Angeline doesn't want to feel embarrassed by her small amount of knowledge about Thanksgiving anymore, so she says, okay, I'm all ears.
What?
I'm all ears.
What on earth does that mean?
Yeah, well, to be all ears means you are listening very carefully.
Ah.
Okay, so for example, the children were all ears as their father told them the story.
Okay.
This is a very interesting expression, and we are going to learn more about it because we're going to our Shortcut for You segment.
Shortcut for You.
Hey, Vina, didn't you just come back from a vacation?
That's right. Do you want to hear what happened?
Sure. I'm all ears.
Really? I can only see 2 years.
When someone says they are all ears, it means they're listening eagerly and carefully.
Okay, I see. Be all ears means 洗耳恭听.
Well, now we've cleared all that up. Tell me about your vacation. Like I said, I'm all ears.
Okay, well, I went to Europe with my friends, and then we saw like 3 guys
Hi guys, welcome back. So Angeline is all ears. She wants to hear what Jeffrey has to say about the origin of Thanksgiving. And he says the first Thanksgiving was organized by pilgrims in 1621 to give thanks, Thanksgiving, give thanks, for a good harvest. Now, the verb we used here was organize, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E, organize. And that means either to arrange something or to kind of coordinate the activities of a group. You know, you do this, okay? I'll tell you guys what to do so we can get everything organized. So you could organize a party, you could organize a meeting, you could organize a trip to the beach, something like that. Or in our example sentence, let's get together with our friends and organize our summer vacation.
And the first Thanksgiving was organized by pilgrims. So the word pilgrim, spelled P-I-L-G-R-I-M, pilgrim, is a person traveling for religious reasons. And it's often used to refer to the people who came from Europe and went to America so they could be free to choose and practice their own religion. Now, it was very difficult for them to survive.
Yes.
And so when they had a good harvest, when they were able to grow enough food to eat and survive, they were very thankful. So to give thanks, they started Thanksgiving.
Yeah, big meal to celebrate the whole thing. Now, Angeline must have heard this story because she says, "Oh yeah, that's right. And nowadays, we are supposed to give thanks for everything good in our lives." Now, here she used the adverb nowadays, N-O-W-A-D-A-Y-S, all one word. And it just means these days or now. And we often use this to make a contrast with the past. So, then we did this, nowadays we do this. For example, nowadays, most people have smartphones rather than just simple cell phones.
That's right. So things are much different nowadays than they were in 1621 when Thanksgiving first happened. I bet even a lot of the food is different. Even though we try to have traditional foods like pumpkins and the turkey, we can cook it in all sorts of different ways. Things are much different nowadays, but we do still give thanks. We are supposed to. Now, this phrase, be supposed to, which is three words, be supposed, spelled S-U-P-P-O-S-E-D, supposed, and then two, be supposed to. If you are supposed to do something, you should do that thing because someone told you to, or it's the right thing to do. For example, I'm supposed to help my friend with his math homework during the lunch break. So maybe the teacher told me to help my friend with their math homework during lunch break because he or she is having some trouble, and you know, I'm so good at math. So, so I am supposed to help them.
Okay, notice when we use be supposed to, we always follow it with just the simple verb in its normal state. Supposed to do, supposed to help. Not supposed to did, supposed to done. Okay, it's just the do, the infinitive form.
Right, and you would never say you are supposed to helping
your friend.
Just the plain form of the verb.
Okay, so Jeffrey, on this subject, says, so, what things are you, Angeline, most thankful for?
And he actually just asked for one. What thing are you most thankful for? Because we often choose the top thing that we are most thankful for. Now, you said the word thankful, right?
Several times.
Yeah, so that is spelled T-H-A-N-K-F-U-L, thankful. And it means grateful or feeling as if you should say thank you for something, perhaps a gift or a kind act that someone has done for you. For example, I'm thankful for all the support my parents have given me over the years.
They have
helped me so much.
Yes. Well, Angeline's going to choose now. She thinks and she says, well, I am thankful for my kind and wonderful family, which we all should be. And then says, how about you, Jeffrey? In the article.
And Jeffrey says, I'd have to say I am most thankful we have Friday off from school.
What? How lucky.
Yeah.
Now, if you have something off, usually we hear have a day off, but we could also say have a week or a few days or a month or something like that. Have Friday off, so you could say have a day, or you could name the day, I have Tuesday off. But if you have this day off, you don't need to go to work or school on that day. Now, as I mentioned in day one, in the UK, most people have all the days between Christmas and New Year off. That means we just don't go to work or school during that time.
Now, this reason seems a little bit odd to Angeline.
Yeah, that's what you're thankful for?
She says, that's a really strange thing to be thankful for. But Jeffrey says, not really. It's Black Friday, and some items are on sale for up to 80% off. So he's talking about items that he might want to buy at a store.
Now, Black Friday is not Friday the 13th, okay? We sometimes refer to that as Black Friday, but Black Friday related to Thanksgiving is the day after Thanksgiving. Remember, we said Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday in November. The day after is called Black Friday. Shops open very early, maybe 4 or 5 a.m. They have lots of discounts and special deals, so many people like to buy things. It's the start of the holiday kind of buying season. Now, there are two reasons why it's been named Black Friday. Firstly, it causes a lot of disruption and chaos to traffic on the streets. There's so many people walking, shoppers, crowding. So the bus drivers and taxi drivers, they call it just Black Friday because it's a bad day to go to work. But it could also be called Black Friday since shops make a profit. And if something is making a profit, we say it is in the black. It's kind of a money idiom.
And Jeffrey mentioned that some items will be up to 80% off. Mm-hmm. The word percent is what we will focus on. It's spelled P-E-R-C-E-N-T, mm-hmm. percent. And percent actually means per 100, so a certain number out of 100. For example, 80% of 100 is 80.
Easy.
While 80% of 20 is, okay, do the math.
Oh.
16.
Yes.
Okay. So we often use the word percent when we are talking about a discount on items that you would like to buy. For example, the drinks in this cafe are 20% off all this week.
Yeah. Now note when Westerners, English speakers say 20% off, we mean that's how much is taken away. Okay. So 80% off means it's only 20% of the price. Okay. So that's a really big discount. And Angeline says, wow. In that case, I'm thankful that I have some money saved in my bank account. So she's going to go spending. Now, account is spelled A-C-C-O-U-N-T, account. And what it is an arrangement where a bank or something else keeps money for you, and you can put money in and take money out. So most of us have a bank account, and when we get paid every month, this company puts our pay directly into our bank account. They don't give us the cash, they just put the money straight in.
All right, so now both Jeffrey and Angeline are very interested in taking advantage of these great sales on Black Friday. And we end with Jeffrey saying, great, we can go shopping together. Mm-hmm. All right, so Angeline and Jeffrey resume their walk, and they're probably dreaming about eating delicious food and buying things at very low prices. So mm-hmm. they resume their conversation. Resume, spelled R-E-S-U-M-E, mm-hmm. is a verb. It's an action. And it means to continue doing something that you are already doing or you may have stopped. For example, the students took a 10-minute break and then resumed their math class.
Yep, they kept going. Okay, well, we're going to resume in just a moment because we're going to start discussing our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question today is, did you ever celebrate Thanksgiving? Now, we don't have this holiday in the UK, so my answer is a very quick one, which is, no, I haven't, but it sounds good. Jeffrey, I'm going to hand this to you.
It sounds good. It's great. I am from the United States, so I have celebrated Thanksgiving basically every year of my life. Even
wow.
in Taiwan,
really?
I will try to find a restaurant, often an English pub, mm-hmm. funny enough, that serves a Thanksgiving meal because I don't want to miss out on the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the turkey. I love all that stuff.
Okay. Well, we're not finishing up completely. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving again tomorrow, learn a bit more about the origins of this holiday. But for now, from English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
See you then. Bye.
All about Thanksgiving. Angeline and Jeffrey sit down on a bench.
I have something embarrassing to admit.
What is it?
Although I love Thanksgiving dinner, I know little about the origins of the holiday.
I can fill you in on those details. We just learned about the history of Thanksgiving in class.
Okay, I'm all ears.
The first Thanksgiving was organized by pilgrims in 1621 to give thanks for a good harvest.
Oh yeah, that's right. And nowadays, we are supposed to give thanks for everything good in our lives.
So, what thing are you most thankful for?
I am thankful for my kind and wonderful family. How about you?
I'd have to say, I am most thankful we have Friday off from school.
That's a really strange thing to be thankful for.
Not really. It's Black Friday, and some items are on sale for up to 80% off.
Wow! In that case, I'm thankful that I have some money saved in my bank account.
Great! We can go shopping together.
Angeline and Jeffrey resume their walk.
Vocabulary Review.
Origin. The origin of this kind of cake is 17th century France. Organize. Gina is organizing a picnic and she will invite all of her friends. Be supposed to. On Valentine's Day, people are supposed to share their love for others. Thankful. All the children were thankful that they got wonderful presents for Christmas. Percent. The teacher was proud that 100% of her students passed the final test. Account. Vicky always checks her bank account before she shops to make sure she has money.